Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Advise Show Radio, the station that brings you intense discussions about the hottest topics. Make sure you join us by calling in at 347-996-3350. Now, here are your hosts, Gabriella and The Advise Show.
What's going on, everyone, to the Sunday edition of Advise Show Radio. I hope everybody hear me okay. And tonight's topic will be, and make sure we get this just right, homosexuality versus Christianity. Now, we're going to get into this topic tonight on this show because this topic is something that's come up a lot in this nation. I can honestly say ever since Barack Obama got in office, it's been a big push for things to change in that area. We heard about a Supreme Court decision to strike down the Defense of Marriage Act, which stated that illegal marriage was between one woman and one man in the United States of America. That was deemed unconstitutional recently. The gay community have felt that was a victory. There are a lot of states that are still fighting that because a lot of people in the states voted against gay marriage, and they do not want it. But the thing is, we have homosexual people and we have Christians, and they beef a lot. I noticed that there are some homosexuals that hate Christian people. What a passion. I have not seen people be so hateful toward Christians in a long time, but when it comes to that group, not all, but some of them in that group, they hate Christians. And some of it can be warranted as some of them may have a point to not hate them because they've dealt with what I call a lot of Christian extremists. There are some Christian extremists out there that will take things to the next level, and they kind of get on this tip like, you know, kind of like, you know, the Ku Klux Klan felt they were Christian too while they was hanging black folks and raping and pillaging and bombing churches and everything else. So we got to understand, we got to keep Christianity in the proper perspective when it comes to anything. Now, understand something. I'm going to present the argument, a proper argument for the at least Christian side, because I'm not homosexual. I am a Christian. I believe in Jesus, and, you know, there's no other way to the Father except through him, and that's why I stand on that. Sorry if you don't agree with that. That's why I stand. I want to bring y'all to where a lot of Christians are getting their arguments from, and I have to take that from the scriptures themselves just to give a proper assessment of what they're saying. Then after that, I will bring the proper response a Christian should have toward a person who is gay, and some of the things that we see today isn't right, how some Christians are responding to people that are gay. You know, we got callers on the lines, and I appreciate that, but I want to make sure I put out my position and even the Christian position on homosexuality before I start letting callers in. So the best thing for me to do is to start off, make sure I look at this and just do it within real time. I did my research. Make sure I get the proper scriptures. Now, understand, I'm not your average, everyday Christian person that don't know a whole lot. I'm not saying I'm an expert, no. But there's a lot of Christians that only know about the Bible because the pastor tells them to turn the Bible to a certain particular scripture. That's not me. I was so intrigued with the Bible back when I was younger. I wanted to learn it for myself. And one thing I learned is that half of the things were told to me were straight lies. Some of them was half-truths. So as I read the Bible myself the first time, I still was more intrigued about it. So I wanted, just from my own personal knowledge, I enrolled myself into a seminary school, and I had got my associate's degree in theology, and then after that, I got my bachelor's degree in theology. Now, I did that to increase my knowledge of Christianity, increase my knowledge of the Word of God, so I know a little bit what I'm talking about when somebody wants to approach me talking about Christian things. So I'm not saying that to say I'm an expert. I'm just saying that I've done my time studying the Word of God, And so I'm going to come with the proper perspective from it best way that I can. So the first scripture that we're going to look at, and I'm going to kind of look down at it, is where a lot of Christians go from, would be from Leviticus. That's in the Old Testament, chapter 18, verse 22, to say you shall not lie with a male as with a woman. It is an abomination. In other words, according to God, in the Old Testament, it stated that an abomination is something that is disgusting to God. So that's why they get that from on the first scripture. Now, the other scripture, make sure I'm quoting this just right. Just give me a second, guys, as I pull it up here, looking around. Leviticus 20, verse 13, is another scripture a lot of people use when they attack, you know, the guys of homosexuality. It says, if a man lies with a male, as he lies with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination. They should surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. In other words, under the law, before Jesus came, if you was caught doing homosexual acts, you were stoned to death, period. It wasn't nowhere around it. And right after that, it talks about the second forbidden type of sex that God talked about, which was bestiality. And a lot of people don't talk about that, but that's been going on a whole lot more in this day and time as well. Now, as we continue much further, we're going to talk about the Christian perspective. We bring it to a New Testament scripture a lot of people will quote. Let me just get there pretty quick. Like I'm live on the show doing this. So just give me a quick second, guys, and we'll start letting the calls in. Where it talks about in the book of Romans, that's one of Paul's epistles to the Roman people. And it states, number 26, for this reason God gave them up to vile passions, for even their women exchanged the natural use for what is against nature, which is talking about lesbian type of behavior. Verse 27 states, likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of women, burned in their lust for one another, men with men, committing what is shameful and receiving in themselves the penalty of their error, which was due. And it talks about basically how if you continue in that particular lifestyle and doing that particular thing, which is against nature, which is against what God created, because we cannot procreate unless we have male and female procreation. And the last scripture a lot of Christians will go off of will be in the book of Revelation. And that particular scripture, let me make sure I get to that just right. And give me a second, guys, as I get down to it. I had it saved right here. Revelation 21:8 states, but the cowardly, unbelieving, abominable, murderers, sexual immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. So when they say that, you know, oh, if you do that sort of stuff, you're going to go to hell, that's where they get that from in the book of Revelation. Now, also that scripture said in the book of Revelation talks about if you're a habitual liar, you're going to go to hell too. If you steal, you're going to go to hell too. If you are covetous, if you're cowardly, if you're unbelieving, you're going to go there too. So a lot of Christians in this day and time act like only the sin of homosexuality is the only one God focuses on. He don't focus on nothing else. Because a lot of them don't realize one of the seven things God hates is a lying tongue. And if you're a habitual liar, you're a pathological liar, Jesus himself said Satan is the father of lies. So if you spewing lies all day long, you may not be gay, but you're going to go there too. So how are you going to run around here telling somebody gay they're going to go to hell, but yet you lying all day? Or you may not be gay, but you are a whore. You sleep around, male or female. That's what you do. You would just sleep with everybody. Fornication. But if you don't repent, you're going to go there too. If you murdering people, if you're a child molester, if you doing raping and pillaging, if you hate people without a cause, if you just, you know, racist, no matter who you are, you may not be gay, but you're going to go there too. It's a lot of things that God looks at as wrong, not just one thing. Now, the proper Christian response should be this to homosexuality. Listen, I don't agree with it because what the Bible teach, but it is not my place to tell you where you're going to go, what you're going to do. It's not my place to call you gay slurs. It's not right. It's not my place to treat you different than anybody else. Because one thing Jesus taught us is this: love your neighbor as yourself. So loving your neighbor as yourself doesn't mean treating somebody different. Now, you could say, I don't agree with homosexuality, so certain things I won't be a part of, like don't invite me to your gay wedding. I'm not going to go. Sorry, I'm not, because I don't agree with it. But anything else, hey, I'm there with you. I'm your friend. I've seen many gay people in my day on jobs in different places, and they've been nothing but cool with me. I'm in the first job I ever had when I was 16 years old. I was a dishwasher at the Holiday Inn. They had two gay guys at the front. They lived together and everything. They were good guys. They didn't put their life in your face. Everybody knew they were gay, and it was no problem. I worked with, you know, a gay lady one time. You know, she was like one of us, one of the guys. I worked at Walmart in receiving. You know, we'd be up there looking at females, and she'd be up there looking at females, too, making the same comments, cutting her hair like mine, wearing cologne and everything else. So, and nobody treated them different at all. You know, even when I was growing up, they had, you know, guys in the neighborhood, this one guy in particular. We always questioned, was he gay, but he always played football with everybody, tackle football, and, you know, when he had to be tough. And but nobody treated him different. Now, he went to college. He came out fully as gay then. But we was like, man, we knew he was gay. But the thing is, nobody treated him different. And even to this day, nobody treats him different. Ooh, sorry, guys, knocking this down. So if you're a Christian, you aren't called to run around here and say, you know, all this ugly stuff toward gay people. The Bible teaches the goodness of God leads a man to repentance. Why in the world they want to be like you for? You run around hateful, spewing your rhetoric and everything else. Now, you can take a stand and say, listen, no, I don't agree with gay marriage. And you may say, well, you know, why you won't agree with that? Well, this nation was started off with Christian principles. I'm not saying everything was done in this nation is Christian, i.e. slavery. But it was started off with Christian principles. And if you put in God we trust on the money and everything, most people in this nation are Christian, then the laws are kind of guided around Christianity. So marriage would be one of them. And if you are a Christian person, and you understand marriage is between a man and a woman, period. That's just what it is. Now, what other people do, you're not in control of, but you have to state your position. But you're not called, once again, to demean them, to humiliate them, to beat on them, to hurt them, kill them, or whatever else. That's not what a Christian's supposed to do. But I'm going to get into the argument also that just because a person say, I do not agree with homosexuality, does not mean they hate you. You have no right to call somebody a bigot as well because they say they don't agree. There are people every day on my YouTube channel that tell me they don't agree with my opinion. What, are they bigots because they don't agree with me? Do they hate me because they don't agree with me? No, that's normal. Not everybody's going to agree with you. And that is wrong to sit there and demonize people to say, you know what, according to my faith, I can't agree with that. That's it. That's my only position with it. You can't force me to agree with it. You can't try to hurt me on my job and take my money away from me and try to label me as something that I'm not for saying I merely disagree with what, you know, is going on with the topic of homosexuality. So I definitely want to put that, that's my position on it. And the proper Christian response and the scriptures that we used is to definitely get where Christians come from with the topic of homosexuality. Now, I'm going to start going to some calls here and let the people come in, speak their piece. This show, as I stated on YouTube, is not about, you know, let's have a hate the gay people fest. It just express how you feel about it and why. And, you know, that's it. We have just a proper discussion with this. Because we need to be able to discuss social issues in a platform where everybody feels safe. Even if you are gay or, you know, or you're a Christian or whatever, you're welcome to comment on this particular show. So I'm going to start accepting calls. Start off one who's been sitting here the longest, at least. Area code 412, you're on the show.
Hi, how are you?
How you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
Okay, homosexuality versus Christianity. Where do you stand on that topic?
I'm definitely on the Christian side. But before I start talking about homosexuals, I want to read Scripture, 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 8. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth. And part of what I wanted to get across was that charity seeketh not her own. So as Christians, it's part of our role to love homosexuals, you know, no matter what state they're in. You know, it's
exactly.
Not,
I agree with
it's
that.
It's our role to judge them. It's not our job, I mean, because we're not God. And
exactly.
We have to take that kind of approach to learning and loving people who are not like ourselves, first of all.
Uh-huh.
But I did find a scripture in 1 Timothy 1:8-10 that talked about how the law is made for the ungodly, and it basically went ahead and talked about how the ungodly are those who are homosexual, but who engage in homosexual acts, sexual acts. So if they're lying with a man, or if they're having sex, if a man is having sex with a man, that kind of thing. But so homosexuals by themselves, in the state of homosexuality, is not a sin, but man lying with man is, or woman lying with woman is.
Back that up. What did you say? It's not a sin.
The state of being homosexual, like having homosexual feelings or urges, it's not a sin.
Yeah, because that's a temptation. Yeah, that's a temptation of sin. But when you act upon that sort of thing,
right?
I mean,
temptation. But when you act upon it.
Yeah, when you act upon it, and like I said, when you feel things like that, then you need to, you know, like I said, seek prayer, you know, and, you know, whatever you need to seek to change that. But let me ask you a question.
Yes.
On the side of, since you say you do not agree,
mm-hmm.
do you feel that the attacks that happens to people that are Christian, do you feel that's right? Not to say that let's get pitchforks and go get them. No, I just don't agree with it and just leave it at that.
Do you mean like some of the gays that are
The ones that
attack
are attacking you for saying,
Christians?
Yeah, that say attack you for saying, you know, I just don't agree with it.
Right. Well, you have attacks on both sides of the fence, but as far as the gays attacking a lot of the Christians, they might feel somewhat defensive about their state of their mindset being sort of denigrated. They might feel that they're being denigrated by Christians, or they might feel that they're being harshly judged by a lot of Christians, because God's word, not anything against how it's written, but it's the way it's spoken is very it can seem a little judgmental when it's spoken by someone who's not used to hearing it.
You ever heard that statement that it's not what you say, it's how you say it?
Right, and it's how you say it.
Yeah, it's how you say it.
And a lot
of
the time, people
don't
say it the right way.
Yeah, and like I said, even though the Word of God does teach that and it's blatant, it's not my position, your position, to walk up to them and say, you're going to go to hell, because just like I stated before I accepted calls, if you're a pathological liar and you don't repent, you'll go to hell too. So
mm-hmm.
why are you focusing on one sin and act like the other ones don't matter?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people mm-hmm. do that. You know, focus on just one, like this one particular sin is just the one that, oh my God, that's the one God's going to focus on. No. You sit up here sleeping with every other man, every other woman, every other night, and you die in that sin and don't repent.
They can't find fault. See, they find fault with everyone else, but they can't find fault with themselves. And that's
exactly.
one of the biggest problems. And it says in Proverbs not to judge another man. You know, it's part of the wisdom of God's teaching. You shouldn't go about putting a dent on anyone else's livelihood just because.
Yeah, because we got our own stuff that we need to focus on ourselves. Now, I want to definitely get into that little topic of what people say, don't judge me. Let me tell you what I deem as judging somebody. When you tell somebody who going to heaven, who going to hell, that's judging. I'm talking about out of your own assessment of what they're doing. None of us are God to make that decision. Now, an accurate truth about you is not judging. If you are lying all day long and somebody say, man, you are a liar. Every time you breathe, you lie. Don't judge me. It's an accurate assessment based on your actions. That's not judging you. Mm-hmm. A lot of people do that. When you call out somebody's actions, that's judging me. Nobody's judging you.
And see, but you know what? A lot of the times, though, you have people who like to call out the actions of others when they have a ton of different actions that they're doing that's not favorable, or they're doing the same thing.
Exactly.
It's worse on top of that.
What'd you say, Ms. Gabriella?
Said is sometimes they're actually doing worse than the person that they're judging.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, I've seen a lot of people, like, there was once I was in class and we were having a heated debate about homosexuality and just should marriage be legalized, and then it just started veering off into people getting angry and people started crying and quoting scriptures and everything. And one woman, she actually admitted that she had an abortion and she wasn't married when she conceived the child, but yet she kept screaming that homosexuality was an abomination, and she was getting angry and she left the room. Which didn't make any sense to me, because isn't getting pregnant and then having an abortion just as bad, if not worse?
It's murder.
Well,
it's murder.
Husband was,
I don't care what you say. Abortion is murder, and I'm going to always say that. It's murder. And you know what? A homosexual may be a homosexual, but he or she didn't kill nobody. So to me, it's like you got innocent blood on your hands, sometimes based off of Angel wasn't the right time for me to have a baby. So you're going to kill one? And that scripture in the Bible does teach murderers will have their part in the lake of fire and brimstone, talking about hell, if you do not repent. So just because you're not gay doesn't mean you're going to escape what you're telling gay people they're going to get.
Right.
But I'm going to have to put you on hold because I got some other calls I want to let in.
Okay, sure.
And like I said, if I get to all the calls, I'll let everybody back in, okay?
Sure.
Okay,
thank you.
Uh-huh. All right, Ms. Gabriella. Well, you got anything to say before we let in the next call?
I mean, the only thing is I totally agree with the point that you made, where a lot of Christians will sit there and take that verse, the verse that says, you know, people that if you lay with another man, you're going to go to hell. A lot of people take that verse out of context, and like you said, they just keep focusing on homosexuality as if that's the worst thing that you can do. And while you're sitting around screaming at scripture, I've seen people that were living way worse lifestyle than, I mean, they were alcoholics. They were some of the most nasty, mean-spirited people I've ever met. They did every single thing.
Yeah, they doing everything God said not to do, being a drunk, being, you know, evil and everything else. But since they're not gay, they're not going to get in trouble with God about nothing they're doing, just only gay people. No, we got to have the accurate Christian response to all things. If you're going to go on the guise of Christianity, and that's, I will call out somebody's hypocritical Bible verse living on that. You know, you can't focus on one, not focus on all of it. But let me go ahead and get to the next person, Ms. Gabriella. Okay, area code 304, you're on the show.
Oh, yes. Good evening, sir. My name's Irvin from Bluefield, West Virginia. You actually already know me as Mr. Griff F. Thought I'd call it to the show on this subject this evening.
Okay.
Okay, and homosexuality versus Christianity. I guess technically I'm on the Christianity side, but not so much for the biblical reason. It's more for I can't see myself ever attracted to a man, but at the same time, I feel like as long as they're not trying to hit on me or anything, or as long as they keep what they do on their side. You know, I got that's their business.
Yeah, you know, and a lot of men, you know, a lot of men have that response, and you know, and I saw in my comment section, why these black men always got something to say about homosexuality, and they have an issue with it. Like, black men don't have no issue. Black men just have the attitude, look, you keep that over there where you at, and we good. Mm-hmm. Black man ain't running around here talking about, let's go do something to gay people. Remember Matthew Shepard? Black people didn't murder him. Black people don't do all this, you know, homophobic, you know, and I hate that term. Let me throw that term on my mouth. I hate that term. Black people don't do all this, you know, hatred stuff and evil stuff to gay people. We don't do that. We just, like, the worst thing we may say is a slur, maybe, but we don't go attack and kill or anything else.
Yeah, generally we don't. I mean, most of the time we're like, when they say, oh, black people in general, or, oh, they're the most, and I'll admit guilt to this. I used to regurgitate that, but then when I started listening to you and a few others and started looking close, I was like, wait a minute. Actually, we're more accepting of it than most of the others.
Black people have always been
accepting
of the people that were gay. Man, I'll tell you what.
Gay crier director. Everybody knew he was gay.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you something. The difference in the 90s versus now. When somebody was gay back in the 90s, everybody in the hood knew they were gay. I seen chicks that was gay, dudes that were gay. Nobody said nothing to them. They kept it to themselves. If they were gay and they fooled other gay people, that's it. The only difference between now versus in the 90s, they throwing it in your face and just like, hey, I'm gay, everybody. Like, okay, who cares? Like, it's your business, not mine.
Yeah,
and some of them
are
disrespectful. Some of them are disrespectful with it. They do all this outlandish gay stuff in front of everybody. Listen, I'm a married man. I got a wife. I don't be grabbing my wife in the middle of Walmart and just putting my tongue down her throat. I got a house for all that. I'm going to be respectful. So if I'm respectful, you know what I'm saying, because I got a wife, well, I mean, you need to be disrespectful and do all your little things you want to do at your household. You got elderly people out here. You got kids out here. You got other, you know, people who are religious, maybe, and they just don't agree with all that. I think we should keep our stuff at our household.
I mean, I think that's heterosexual or homosexual. I don't think
what I'm trying to say. That's the point.
I don't mind. I don't, even if I saw a gay couple give each other a small kiss in public, I wouldn't make a big fuss about it. But to sit there and be practically making out in public and doing stuff that you really, like, that's well beyond something that you should even do in your house. And yet, if someone says something about it, then you get labeled a bigot. So it's almost as if homosexuals are just protected people. Like, even if they're in the wrong, we can't say anything about it, because automatically it's like, oh, you're a gay basher, or you're homophobic.
Man, let me tell you something about me, guys. Everybody can get it on my show. Ain't nobody immune. Because if you're wrong, you're wrong. I don't care who you are. Wrong is wrong. Now, this is the other issue that I have I want to bring up on the show, is that the push to make the black community accept homosexuality as a norm. And I'm going to tell you why they want to do this. The final frontier to get homosexuality accepted all over America is to get the black community to accept it. Now, why is that? The truth is this. The white man controls the money. He controls the government. He controls the military, all the other stuff. But the black man and black woman controls cultural influence, trends, styles, and stuff like that. If you want something to be cool, do it through black folks. No matter what it is, we accept it as black people, everybody going to accept it, period.
Yeah.
Right or wrong.
If you look at all these people that are coming out, you know, saying, hey, I'm gay, which I think they make too much of it, by the way.
That's why I don't even want to report on that. Like, who was it? Michael Sam came out. I'm gay.
Yeah.
Like, so I'm straight. So, what, do I get an interview? Is Obama going to call me? Like, with Jason Collins. Obama picks up the phone. All the stuff Obama could be doing. You're so much of a hero. You didn't call Charles Ramsey when he saved that girl from sexual slavery. You didn't call him. Where was his phone call?
Or that woman down in Atlanta that talked to the dude out of the guns, out of shooting a school up.
Yeah, that sister. Yeah, Antoinette Tough. You didn't call her for saving some children. You didn't do all that. She was a hero. You know what I'm saying? All that sister that was on that school in Chicago, she a hero. That's heroes. But no, you don't pick up the phone to call them. You call Jason Collins, a player that averaged 4 points a game. You're a hero. What? Just because he was foul. He had a woman all that time, and he was a homosexual, lied to that woman, and did her so wrong. That is wrong.
Because I know.
If you're going to be gay, go ahead and be gay. Don't download anything.
Yeah, I know gay people in my area that even thought Jason Collins was wrong to do that, to do what he did.
Exactly.
Because he wasted 8 years of somebody's life when, like you said, I don't have a problem with someone being gay, but to sit there and, especially if you go to the point of getting married and having children with somebody and then they have to find out 5 years later that you were gay, I don't think that's right, and it's not fair.
Now, I'm going to ask you a question, brother, and this is something that's really eating at me.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen a straight man like Barack Obama champion gay rights so much like he's part of the community. Like, somebody is gay, I understand him championing gay rights, but I've never seen a straight man champion gay rights this much. Even I understand the political pimping, which is, okay, I'm going to side with you to get your votes, but he's still championing that stuff. He's trying to force other people in parts of the world who don't accept homosexuality for whatever the reason to accept it, or he's going to have an issue with it. Now, it makes me think, like, I'm sorry. It makes me think, like, are you homosexual and Michelle got an issue? Because I'm sorry, Michelle, if I was Michelle, I'd be questioning that. Like, dog, man, why are you
questioning that? But that thought has actually crossed my mind a few times. And I guess I'm just speaking as a straight man. I'm looking at, okay, you're married to Michelle, and I don't care what no one says, beautiful black woman, intelligent when she wants to be. And I'm like, and you're championing all these gay rights and stuff. I mean, I can understand it politically, but he just really, like, overboard with to the point where I'm thinking, do you have a little sugar in your tank, as they like to say in the South?
Okay, so it's not just me. It's not just me. Ms. Gabriella, what's your opinion about that? Ms. Gabriella, you there? Hey, everybody hear me on the show?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. All right. I was making sure everybody hear me. I don't know if Ms. Gabriella lost her call. Maybe she did. Sometimes that happens. She go in and out or whatever, different connections. But I guess when she called back, I asked her that question. I'm glad I'm not the only one that thought that, you know, because some other guys have said that too. You know, we was having that discussion like, man, you know, what straight man pushed that much? I mean, did he call Jason Collins to say he was a hero because he that way? And he wants to be a hero or what?
Yeah,
I mean,
big production out of Robin Roberts, too.
Man, okay, I'm glad I'm not the only one. Well, brother, I appreciate you calling the show. I'm going to put you on hold. I got some other calls that want to get in on the line.
I got to get up and go to work, but I wanted to make sure I called in to your show. Keep doing what you're doing, man.
All right, brother, appreciate you, and thank you for the support, my brother.
All right.
All right. So let's go ahead and go to the next call. Area code 718, you're on the show.
Hello there. Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine. What's your name?
My name is Lucy Miller. I've been posting on your page on YouTube.
Okay. Good
deal.
So what's your opinion?
Well, I'm not against the people, but I am against the practice.
Okay.
And the reason why I'm against it is because Scripture says that we're to be against sin, okay?
Uh-huh.
And nobody goes around saying that it's okay to perform bestiality or adultery or wife beating or lying or anything like that. This is the only sin that I'm aware of that is promoted as okay. And to say that you're born that way, well, some people are born liars. And some people have hot tempers, and they feel like popping you in your mouth when you talk too much. It doesn't make the behavior right.
Well, let me tell you something about that born that way stuff, and I'm glad you brought that up. There's no scientific evidence, of course I already knew that, but there's no scientific evidence of no gay gene or something, you know, that would say, okay, this is the reason why. It's something genetic. It is not genetic at all. It is a conscious choice. And to me, to say that God made a mistake, the creator of the heaven and earth made a mistake in making you a man or making you a woman, and spiritually you say that you are a woman, or spiritually you say that you are a man, I'm sorry, that is a conscious choice. And I can't, like, I won't even open my mouth to even aside with that, because I'm like, you know what, I got to appear before the Lord for the things that I say, and I'm not going to say some stuff just to make you happy. I'm going to just say what my convictions are.
Right, and I'd also like to say that I have several friends, transsexual, transgender, and homosexual friends, okay? And they know I'm a Christian, and they know that I read Scripture and I believe Scripture. But I also have a problem with them saying that it's the same as being black. It is not the same as being black.
That
is behavior, okay?
Oh, let me go off on that.
And I don't appreciate, and the last thing, because I don't want to take up all of your time, the last thing I wanted to say, because I've seen some of the comments that have been made, Christians are not perfect. Christians are forgiven.
No, but
Christians are forgiven, okay?
Mm-hmm.
No Christian should be going around, or anyone who professes Christ or the God of Abraham, going around beating down people. But it's not okay to watch people destroy themselves. It is, as you said, how you say it. Because I've spoken to all of my friends. I made sure they understood the position and why, and backed it up with Scripture. They understand it. Okay, we're good to go. You do your thing. The last thing I want to say is I don't appreciate them bringing it to little kids. I don't like them bringing it in the schools and teaching them Johnny has two daddies or whatever.
Yeah, I don't agree with that agenda. I don't agree with it, because if you stand against that agenda, they have an issue with you. And this is what I tell them. If I can't force Jesus down your throat, you're not going to force your gay agenda down the throat of my children. You're not going to do it. Sorry.
I'm going to
force mine.
If you have a business saying, I think it's Arizona, and you stand on your convictions and don't want to bake a cake for them, then you get your license taken away. You have your business taken away from you. And the last
they had a bill that was drafted in Arizona basically if you was a Christian or whatever, you could deny them services. Jan Brewer, which was a Republican, which was very shocking to the nation, she vetoed that bill. Now, that bill, I'm going to say something about that bill.
Mm-hmm.
I don't agree with that bill. And I'm going to say, because them buying, if I'm a businessman, I don't care if you gay, I don't care if you straight, whatever. If you come in to buy something in my business, all I see is money. I don't care about your life and what you do.
That's you.
Just me. I don't.
That's right. And you should have the right not to get my money. What, I'm going to force my money on you? Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I mean, I don't agree with that. But see, to me, things like that are what you have, because you do have what I deem some people are practice Christian extremism. And use a Christian extremism, you're going to have, you can look at so many flaws in their arguments and in their lifestyle. Even the Christian extremism is sin. Because why are you so zealous about this, but you aren't zealous about the other thing? Don't it make you a hypocrite? You're zealous about gay, but you're not zealous about pathological lying. You're not zealous about hoeing.
I think the reason why people aren't as agitated about pathological lying and all of the other sins that we all commit is because this is the only sin that they're trying to make okay. And
well, it's not going to work. It's not going to work.
No, but what I'm trying to say to you is that the reason why people get their back up and they don't, you know, they're rebellious about it. They don't want to hear it. They're against it. They get, volatile about it is because this is the only sin that is pushed as okay. Nobody says it's okay to beat your wife. Nobody says it's okay to take my cat and have sex with it, right? Nobody says that, right? In fact, you probably go to jail faster for having sex with my cat than raping my 5-year-old granddaughter. That's the problem.
And this is the thing, too, what people don't realize. Where does once you accept homosexuality as normal, then you open up Pandora's box in this nation. Then the pedophiles will come out and say, hey, wait a minute. I was born this way.
Well, they've already
They have this thing called North American Man-Boy Love Association. Anonymous took down their website like once, but they are all around. They are rich and powerful men that travel to different countries to have sex with children. So if you allow that, the first thing they're going to say, well, you discriminated against us because, you know, we were born that way too. And then what's going to be next? Those who want to practice bestiality, oh, well, we were born that way. We love animals. I mean, you can't. The moment America accepts that sort of stuff as the norm in this nation, I promise you, you will see the judgment of God upon this nation. I believe that.
I think we've already seen it.
Yeah, we're seeing it. Oh, yeah, we're definitely seeing it. We need to correct ourselves, you know.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's what I wanted to say, you know. I mean, people on your page, on YouTube, you know, they get a little irritated with me. But that's what I wanted to make sure. If they came and listened, I wanted them to hear me say what I'm saying because it doesn't matter what I think. I'm not the landlord of this rock. There is a landlord, and he is righteous. He is holy. He's not winking at one sin, not one lie, not one unclean thought is he going to wink at. And he made a way for these people, including myself, to live with him forever. And if you make the choice to reject his offer, the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ on that cross, if you make the choice not to repent of your sin and turn and walk with him, you will pay for your sin yourself. Either Jesus paid for it or you're going to pay for it. Okay? So that's all Lucy Miller had to say. The Lord bless everybody.
So,
goodbye.
Goodbye. Oh, well, she dropped the mic. Gabriella, any yeah, she said goodbye. Oh, good. Like I said, she dropped the mic, boy. Anyway, Ms. Gabriella, got any opinion to say before I let the next call?
Oh, man, I was going to say something. She should have included, well, I'm not going to say there's anything wrong with her argument, but I was actually thinking she was going to include how gays seem to have a sense of entitlement. And I know it's going to rub a lot of people the wrong way, but I've seen gay men be able to get away with things that most people, nobody would ever be able to get away with. For example, if you're on a job and maybe if you work at Walmart or a store like that has those, we don't discriminate against our employees thing in their guidelines.
Uh-huh.
You can go to work as you could be a 6-foot-tall man dressed like a woman, long nails, makeup, everything, and you don't get in trouble for that. But if somebody decides to come to work with their shirt untucked, oh, okay, all of a sudden that's against the rules.
Okay, yeah, well, like I say, and then you open yourself up to lawsuits. Companies will, because if somebody wants to challenge that, say, wait a minute, you let them do it. Why can't I do what I want to do? I mean, it's just out of order. I'm sorry, it's out of order. And, you know, if you stand against that and say, no, this isn't right, then you're a hater and you're a bigot. Well, you know what, you can call me whatever you want to call me, but I stand with the Lord. Because at the end of the day, he going to judge me on what I say. And when he pull up the day that I'm doing this radio show, I want him to say, you know what, you didn't say what you knew to say, and you didn't stand on the principles of my word, so I got a problem with you. Because everybody's going to be judged on what we say and what we do. But anyway, let me get to the next call. Eric Code, 310, you on the show.
Okay, good afternoon. This is Tony Jordan calling from Los Angeles.
All right, Los Angeles, what's going on?
Well, you know, I'm like this when it comes down to, you know, Christianity and homosexual. When I talk to heterosexuals and homosexuals, I tell them about the book of Timothy, where it says, in the end, men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of pleasure, et cetera, and so on.
Uh-huh.
And basically what I'm trying to say is you can only tell them what the Bible says. Now, I don't judge them. Now, one of the problems we're having out here in West Hollywood is, I don't know if you guys have heard this before, we have a lot of racist homosexuals that are racist towards black people out here. I talked to the black gays that are unemployed. I said, well, why don't you go out to West Hollywood and try to get a job? They won't hire them. Okay?
Well, if you want to talk about this gay agenda, and, you know, I had somebody gay who was black that he actually left this comment, and he said, you know what, I'm gay, and I have an issue with the gay agenda because it represents only the white gay people. It doesn't represent all gay people. You know, and I've had a few gays that said that.
Hmm.
Well, you know, I'm going to tell you out here, the gays are divided. I mean, the black gays out here want to integrate with them, but they're well much being segregated against them.
Well, if you think about every movement that happens with, look at feminism. You notice white feminist females don't really support black females who are feminists. That's why I say, why are you trying to be a feminist? Same thing with the gays. That ideology of within this nation, whether you like to hear this or not, white supremacy still rules in this nation. And, like, why would they? They only use, let me tell you something, every group try to use black people because of your cultural influence and your big mouth to promote their stuff. Once they use you, they throw you away all the time. Look at Justin Timberlake when he was trying to reinvent himself. Oh, he go with Timberland. He make all these music. Black people say, oh, Justin Timberlake, cool. We like his music, this and the third. What Justin Timberlake did once he got on and black people liked him and he got popular again? See, y'all, that always happens. Miley going to do it. All of them do it. So, like, and black people are so silly because they are looking for a friend. Like, you wasn't over here before. Why are you over here now? Go do your thing. The instinct thing you were doing before.
Well, you know, and another thing to touch on what you said earlier, I work in a public place.
Uh-huh.
All I hear from the young adults under the age of 18, whether it be a male or female, a male acting feminine, a female with a lot of masculinity, is, I was born with this. Now, when I talk to my friends about them, about people being born gay, 99% of them say they don't buy it. But I'll say this much. When
there's a scientific that proves that there is no gay gene. It's none of that. So, like, they have no – when they say that, say, you show me the scientific evidence of a gay gene, and then we'll discuss it. Until then, we're not going to discuss that. It's a choice.
Well, you know, I got into some deep conversation with some guys because what I'm seeing out here – is I'm seeing a lot of young males, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old, acting very feminine. Now, I don't know who they are.
Well, the reason why, okay, let's talk about that. The big reason why we have a lot of feminine boys, especially in the black community now, is because we don't have fathers in the household, and these females cannot raise them to be young men. They don't know how to do it. They're women. So what's easier for them to do is to teach them feminine ways. And that's a lot of reason why we have a explosion of gay in the black community as it is now, is because we do not have men in the household. And if you are a man and you're masculine and you push that, they look at you now like something wrong with you, like you're a Neanderthal. I say, well, you know what? I'm a Neanderthal because I was raised old school and men are men, period. I accept nothing less from my son or any other guy that I'm going to interact with. Be a
I mean,
man.
That's almost considered a bad thing because you see all these books and news articles about parents trying to raise their children as gender neutral, and they're saying, oh, well, I'm not going to try to force my daughter to play with girls' toys. She can play with boy toys if she wants. She can wear, you know, she can cut all her hair off and wear boys' clothes to school if she wants to because we're raising our child as gender neutral. And if you say that I want to raise my daughter to be a feminine, classy lady, and I want to raise my son be masculine and to be a leader and, you know, the things that a man should be, that's wrong. That's closed-minded. That's bigoted. That's, you know, every single nasty insult in the book. You'll have to
Let me tell you something I heard on the video today, and then I'm going to post later this week what this one guy said. He said, F you, that's my child. I do what I need to do with my child. And most people need to get like that. You don't sit up there and be trying to tell me how to raise my kid. I do what I feel is right with my kid. Or you wrong for trying to teach them that a man should do this and a man should do that. It's my kid. You don't take care of my kid. You don't put clothes on the back. You don't have a roof over the head. You're not taking care of the education, nothing. So you don't tell me what's wrong, especially when it has worked in my family for generation upon generation. You know, I come from a line of strong black men, and that's all I know is that, and that's all I'm going to have to teach.
Well, you know, I got one other question. Let me know if you got to move on to the next caller. Out here, the state of California has allowed same sexes to adopt. When I'm out in Santa Monica, Venice now, it's, you know, not rare at all to see two males with, you know, small children. Now, I don't know if you heard this comment this new Pope made about 2 months ago. He said that when you have two males raising a child, he called it child abuse. Now, it didn't get a lot of press. Now, you know, I don't know. What's your opinion on this? You have two males, you got two females, the state allows them to adopt a newborn and raise this person up. I mean, do you think that is healthy for a child?
Ms. Gabriella, you want to go on that one first?
Yeah, I'm about to upset a lot of people. I really am. But I don't think that that's something a child wouldn't really understand. I don't think that's something that a child should really be. But children really can't comprehend things like that. So I don't feel that it's some, I mean, like I have conflicting views about that, and I, you know, because I have,
okay,
I know some people that are gay and want to adopt, and then, you know, that might offend them, but I just don't think it's good for children to be around.
Well, let me state my opinion. Now I gave Ms. Gary her chance. I feel this. Children is the result of a man and a woman, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So if your union that is homosexual cannot produce children, then that is a strike because you are doing things that isn't right according to the way God set it up. So should children be adopted by homosexual couples, in my opinion? No. No, because it's in my opinion, it's how, I mean, you're going to screw that kid head up and going to think that's right. Because that kid's going to grow up thinking that's normal. That's like just stuff that everybody do. And no, it's not stuff that everybody does. And it's not normal to have two dads. You cannot make a child with two men. You can't make a child with two women, even though, you know, some of them, what they do, they find a woman or they find a man to impregnate, you know, the other lesbian chick. You know, so they can go it on and have a kid. You know what? No matter what, you still need how God set it up to have a child, period. So how is it that you got to go through the means the way God set it up between a man and a woman to have a child? You know, you don't feel wrong about that? I mean, I'm sorry. You want to be a couple, but with subjecting children to that? I'm sorry. I just don't agree with you. You can call me what you want. I don't agree.
Well, you know, like I said, it is legal in the state of California, and I'm going to tell you, I see it all the time, and it makes me wonder where this next couple of generations of kids, how these kids are going to be reared. And, you know, it's just, you know, I don't know where we're going. In this country now, it just seems like everything is okay. Now, I'll tell you something else. Let me know if you got a
Well, you know, I'm going to be honest with you, and I'm going to get to the next call. All this stuff started with Barack Obama. Yeah, I'm sorry, it did. He's the one that ushered in all this stuff. He did. Now, I'm going to say something. I'd rather talk about this guy, James David Manning. You know him?
Now, is he the preacher?
That Pastor Manning.
That crazy Pastor Manning?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Now he been on Obama ever since he been in office. And he been saying Obama got demons and Obama's the son of Satan and all this other stuff you say about Obama. But you know what? Some of the things that man said about Obama is actually true. And I'm seeing it like, wow, Pastor Manning was actually right about Obama. Because he said, I'm not going to repeat exactly what he said. It's kind of messed up. But he said basically what we were talking about earlier, that he's a gay man that won't come out the closet. And he's the gay man in chief. That's what he was saying the other day. Because Obama, just all the stuff that Obama's doing, and he said how Obama's just throwing this out there like this is okay and just disrespecting this nation's foundation of a Christian nation. I mean, you can't just do that. I mean, it'd be like me going to a Muslim country and they Islam, and I'm going to just like screw Islam. I'm going to just go promote Christianity. They wouldn't put up with it. They would have killed my behind.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know. I reflect, you know, the story of Lot and Sodom and Gomorrah. And as far as Barack is concerned, you know, that's the Democratic Party's agenda.
Of today, because remember, Bill Clinton was a Democrat, and he is the one that put in the Defense of Marriage Act back in 1996 with a Democratic-controlled Congress. It wasn't Republicans that put that in. President Bush renewed it when he was in office. So it wasn't always Democrats. It's this current Democrat Party that Obama's a part of and that he's pushing. That's my biggest issue with Obama. You worrying about stuff that doesn't even affect me. Like, why are you worried? Like, focus on jobs. Focus on police brutality. Focus on this racism. Focus on unjust incarceration rates for, you know, black people and other men of color. You know, focus on our education. Our kids don't know crap. You know, focus on that stuff.
You know what? And just let me know if you got to move on to your next caller. Obama, me, myself, personally, and I'm a black man, a lot of people aren't going to like hearing this. I did not really want to see him get into office. Because to me, he was a typical politician. He did not want to get into office, you know, to promote, say, you know, black people. He got into office to fulfill his ego. Now, that's all I hear on the internet now is, you know, from black folks, he has not addressed any of our egos. And me, myself, personally, deep down inside, I really do not feel that Barack feels that he is black. And I'm going to tell you why. I've read his biography. I've read about how his grandmother was. And I know how those people are, I mean, especially when they're raising black people. And as quiet as it's kept, he was probably raised in a way to where he was raised with a lot of self-hatred. I really just don't think that he really thinks he's black. He does not think like black people, period.
I'm going to wrap this up so I go to the next call. Obama, if you do the research on him, he was not raised around black people at all. All his girlfriends was white that he had. Michelle was the first black woman that he ever dated, and he ended up marrying her. Now, Michelle understands the black experience, but he would never understand. He didn't grow up in the hood like us. I grew up in the hood. I know the problems of the hood. You know, and even Morgan Freeman was the first one to actually come out and say it. We haven't had a black president yet, a descendant of slaves. We haven't had a first biracial president, but not a first black president. And a lot of people didn't like that he said that, but he's saying that because now there are some biracial people that understand the struggle all day long because they grew up in the hood. But there are some that, like Obama, that didn't grow up in the hood at all, don't understand the struggle, don't understand what we go through as black people, and it's hard for him to relate to that. Michelle can only tell so much.
I'll say one other thing, and I know you got to move on. We got a lot of Kenyan people out here in L.A. because we got a little bit of everybody that's migrated out here, and I've interacted with a lot of them. And the Kenyans out here, they literally hate us black Americans. So I had one of them tell me, you know, you're like a 100th generation black American, and you haven't achieved anything. And Barack, he's a first generation Kenyan, and now he's president. So I don't know. I won't hold you up. I'm going to listen on if you get back to me, fine. But, again, thank you so much for what you're doing.
All right, brother. Take care out there in California, man. I heard you. I know it's a struggle out there.
Yeah, it's 85 degrees today.
Oh, 85. Oh, shoot. That's pretty good. All right. Ms. Gabrielle, any opinions on anything before we go to the next call?
No, he actually summed up everything I wanted to say, so that's good.
All right, Ms. Gabriella says she's speechless until now. Okay, area code 302, you're on the show.
Hello?
Hello.
What's up, Mr. Vice Show?
What's going on, brother?
Chilling, man, working.
That's a good thing, working.
Yeah. Keeps me out of trouble.
Hey, man, working always keep you out of trouble. I tell people, you work to the point that you're tired all the time, you can't get in trouble with nobody on the street.
Of course.
That's right. So what's on your mind about the topic, my brother?
I mean, I just want to talk about how I don't like when, like, gay people try to shove down my throat that I have to accept it and I can't disagree with it or say I don't think it's right. Because I don't think it's right. Like, I remember when I was watching Disney Channel, a clip, and then it was like these two lesbian mothers, and they had a son, and they adopted a son.
Mm-hmm.
And they show that on Disney Channel show. I'm like, I'm looking at it like, yo, this is disgusting. Like, America is really accepting homosexuality so much that they put it on a kid's show. Now kids are watching this show.
Yeah.
And they starting to think that's normal.
Yeah, yeah, they, you know, like I said early in the show, they've always been gay people. Gay has been going on way back into the BC time, so it's not nothing new. But in America, it's new to be pushed, and I'm going to keep going back to that. Ever since Barack Obama got in office, it has been turned up on that agenda, period. And nobody can refute that. He's a lot of the reason why. And that's my biggest issue with Obama is that. All the stuff we could push in this nation, but yeah, that's all you want to push. You calling people, Jason Collins, as I stated earlier. You're a hero, but you can call Charles Ramsey. You didn't. What about, did he call them people the other day that jumped in the Atlantic Ocean to save that mother and her three kids that was in that van in Florida? Did he call them? No, those two men are heroes to saving those children from that lady that was deranged in her mind to do something like that. There's a lot of people calling.
Yeah, but, you know, and really I thought Obama was just trying to get votes. That's why I really thought.
Man, look, no. At first I thought that. Once you, look, political pimping is I'm going to say what I need to say to get votes. Once you got the votes, once you win, most presidents just drop whatever they was doing to get them votes and just focus on what they want to do on the second term. Obama, in his inauguration speech, stated that we all can't be free until the LGBT community is free. Like, why did he say that? He already in the presidency. Like, anytime somebody have anti-gay laws, he gets pissed off and makes comments about it. He has refused aid to different African countries because they don't accept it. In 38 African countries, well, that's illegal, and some will take some very harsh penalties to homosexuality, which I don't really agree how harsh they're doing that. But Obama's trying to push everybody to accept homosexuality. Now, the question is, why is he pushing it so much like he's part of your community? And if he is part of your community, why don't he just do a Jason Collins and leave Michelle alone?
Yeah, I think that's what it is, man, but I mean, it's sickening that he's trying to push it down people's throats. But is it that, like, this is me, I don't agree with it, and I don't like seeing it. And I would hate for my son, if I had a son or a daughter, and tell me that I'm gay, because that's really going to hurt me, and that's against my religious beliefs, because I'm a Christian, and that's a sin. So, you know,
well, if you raise your kids in the fear and admonition of the Lord, and you show, you know, you keep them at, like my grandma and them always say, at the foot of the cross, and you, you know, do the right thing by the Bible, they'll be okay. You ain't got nothing to fear about. You ain't got to worry about that sort of thing. I don't worry about that. You just be the proper man that you should be to your son. You be a role model to your children. so they can look up to you and say, you know what, I want to be like my dad. That's all you really have to worry about. And certain people that come into their lives who you know that's a wrong type of influence, then you need to get them people out of their lives. Because now your kids don't need to be around everybody.
Yeah, of course, of course. But this is what I want, right? I just wish that that they had their own place where they could do whatever they want, and then we don't have to be involved with that. Like, I kind of wish like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they had their own part of the country where they stay at, and then we have our own, so that's why we're separated. Like, we don't really have to, like, interact with each other.
So basically what you're saying is, well, see, but once you open up the door of segregation, then you can start racial segregation, you can start gender segregation, you can bring up the guys of segregation. I get what you're saying. Keep them in their own state. Let them stay over there, and they can do whatever they want and who whatever they want over there. I get what you're saying, but it starts bringing back segregation once again, and we already know kind of how some of that worked out. So that's just not really something that we're going to try to do. We got to live with all kind of people in this world, whether we agree with them or not. Like I said earlier in the show, they may be, you know, gay, but there are other people that are just as foul. You know, I don't want to be around these females running around here with all these venereal diseases. I don't want them to touch me either. Do they deserve to be in their own state? Or a guy like that be in their own state? I mean, where does it stop to divide what is wrong and what is right? Because we can find a state for everybody. We can say, okay, black people stay there, white folks stay here. I mean, we can start dividing everything like that, you know. So that really wouldn't be the feasible thing to do, in my opinion.
No, it probably won't. But I was just thinking that, you know, like what you said about the black community, like we should have our own place. Like when you say we should have our own black businesses, I agree with that. Because I would love to stay in the black community. And then, you know.
Yeah, but that's just, but like I said, that I agree with that. But like I said, that's a different topic for a different day. I kind of want to just kind of stay on topic. That's a totally different show.
Yeah.
But like I said, yeah. I definitely appreciate you calling, brother. I want to move on to the next call.
All right,
thank you. Ms. Gabriella, anything you need to say before we take on the next call?
No, not this time.
Ms. Gabriella, you are mute today.
I'm on mute.
I'm talking about the in-betweens. You're on mute. Ms. Garrison, nah, I'm good. Go to the next one. All right, area code. Let's see if I can see this. 864, you're on the show.
Hey, how are y'all?
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good this Sunday evening.
Well, that's good. What I wanted to say, which this can go on forever, actually, and on so many, you know, levels. I'm not homosexual, and I'm also not a Christian, but I do favor what the Bible says because I am a Hebrew Israelite Jew. You know, another different story. But anyway, my thing is when it comes to these churches, I don't like the fact that, like, people that are homosexual do what you do. I'm not, you know, bashing anybody even though I don't agree with it. It's like when they're out there in the world and of the world, that's what they're doing. I have the issue with the people that go to church, and they're the ones that's gay, but nobody want to say anything or preach on it because they don't want to hurt any feelings. And I'm thinking,
feelings. Sister, hold on. When it comes to these churches, and I'm glad you brought that topic up, when it comes to these churches, they're not preaching about it or talking about it because it's going to hurt tithe income, not feelings.
Well, you're right. That too, but my thing, I remember my granny, she grew up in a holiness church, and I remember she's very outspoken, and I remember she had told a pastor one day, he had preached on gays and homosexuals, not just that alone, but just anything, like you're supposed to be up there preaching or whatnot, but his grandkids end up growing up and becoming gay, some of them. So we don't want to touch that. Let's not touch on it. Or when they're not there, let's not preach on it. And she just stood up and said, why do you only preach about that when they're not here? Why won't you preach that? Because when you're preaching about other sins, she said, if we're doing those sins, that's going to hit us to where we should change. Don't sit up there because you got family members now and stuff like that doing that. So it's not just the money, yeah, which is that too. And some of them, they pull away from them because their family members are like that now.
Uh-huh.
I just think that is totally
wrong. Yeah, they don't want to speak the truth, or stand on their own principles because of whoever the case may be. And my biggest issue with a lot of these churches that's going on in America, some of your bigger churches who have a great platform that can reach more people than anybody, they kind of dance around that subject. They want to talk about everything else but this particular subject. Like, how can you not talk about this subject? And it's a major thing in America right now, and it's at the heart of the Christian faith. How can you not do that? You know, it's like, you know, every preacher that I know of challenged things in society. Like, look at Martin Luther King. He was a Baptist preacher of a small church, and he challenged the wrong in his day. So if he was a preacher that did it, how come the preachers of today can't do it when they have more of a reach than Martin Luther King had ever had to talk about this? But you know why? They don't want people to say they're a hater, they're a bigot, they're not a Christian. They don't want mass exodus from their church because mass exodus means mass income, tithe income, and all stuff like that. They don't want to speak the word. At the end of the day, it's about speaking the word of God. And you got to be judged by him. Forget the people judging you. You judge by him at the end of the day. And do you want to be before God and he question you, why didn't you stand up and speak my word about this issue when you were living? Well, people ain't going to like it. Well, people here judging you right now. No.
That is true. Even for me, now I did grow up Christian. Don't get me wrong. I've been from the Baptist to the AME Zion to the non-denomination. I've done all of that. But what gets me is not just because they were like, well, I just feel like you're taking up for a homosexual. I'm like, no, I'm not. Now, I grew up with my neighbor who was a homosexual. She's in her 40s, almost 50 now. This is what she told me, which was, it really helped me to stay focused on myself and not be so judgmental when I was. She always knew I didn't agree with what she done, but I still loved her anyway. Like, we got to love everyone. And I remember she would, you know, she told me one day, I was like, Tootie, you know, I love you, but I just, you know, I can't dig it. I'm not going to, you know, want to see it and all that stuff like that. Well, I was a teenager, and I became a mother as a teenager. I went and everything. And she told me, she said, you know what? She said, I know what I'm doing is wrong. She said, I've accepted that, and I know it's not of the Lord. She said, but what do that make you? She said, I'm not being funny. She said, the same way you don't agree with my lifestyle, she said, I could say the same thing about you. You don't have a baby, and you're not even married. That shut my mouth. That shut my mouth that day.
Yeah, it goes back to what I was saying earlier in the show. You people focus on one thing, but don't focus on the other. I mean, you got to focus. Like, if you're a Christian, you got to focus on it all, not just gay and how wrong they are. No, you need to focus on the other stuff: fornication, you know, having kids out of wedlock, pathological lying, cheating, stealing, you know, backbiting, all the stuff that go on. The Bible say is wrong.
Exactly. She got me that.
All of it's sin.
But I thank her for that. And I, to this day, when I talk to her, I mean, I always tend to bring that up because that really keep me rooted and grounded, you know, trying to be better, not for other people to see, but for myself, because that really helped me. That did. And that's why I said, I don't believe in beating them up and all that. I just don't. I don't get into that. That's not
a I don't either. You do not see. Look, sister, like, you watch my YouTube videos, correct?
I do.
Okay. Do you see me be on a let me go get in and go off on gays on my videos? You know why? Because it's no reason to do that. It's no reason. I mean, like, I talk about my videos for what they are. Sure, people have brought up topics to me in the past and say, man, look at what these gay people are doing. I say, you know what? I don't agree with that lifestyle. There's no reason for me to be commenting on that. It's really not. And I don't do those videos. I don't. Because I say the way I may come across, it may be very mean-spirited, the way I may say, and just the way I speak. So I said, I just choose not to do these type of videos. And I don't. I don't touch them. I leave them alone.
And the thing with people, some people that are those Christians that's like really just bashing, which I hate, but I took time out to say, okay, I don't agree with what she was doing, but I just had to know, what brought you to that point? Like, everybody have a story and a testimony. I got that. But when she shared her testimony and story with me, that helped me understand her a lot better. She knew. She said, I know I'm not born gay. She said, I don't believe anybody. She said, of course someone would say they are. She said, but I don't believe in that. She said, I was raped as a teenager.
Yep.
Now, on top of being raped, she had got pregnant, and she had also given crabs at the same time.
Yep. And I've heard that many times from people that I've asked that will share with me about, you know, what happened, why they, you know, gay. And a lot of times out of 10, they were molested or something with some sort of sexual trauma. and they turn that way because either the person themselves that molested them was the same sex, or maybe it was a guy, and they just got so repulsed by men that they feel more comfortable with women. It's a lot of times there's always a story behind it. Now, some people feel that, oh, I'll just, you know, I was always like that. Like, no, no, it's something to it.
But that, but her sharing that, even though she's still as honest as can be and said, I know I'm still wrong, but that's her testimony and that's her story. And she, you know, and she had got to the point one time, she told me, she said, I've gotten too old. I've been this way. She said, I will. And she said, even if I want to change, she said, I don't even think a male would want me because she plays the butch role. She said, I don't even think so. And it's just heartening to see that. So just to let her know, I tell her, I was like, I can't make you, you know, get out of that. You have to want to do that. I don't care if you have to be by yourself for the rest of your life, whether a man wants you or not. I would rather die doing what the Lord say do when I realize what I'm doing is wrong versus me keep being in my sin. I said, that's just me personally. I would stop.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to live your life knowing you doing wrong and you're not happy with yourself at the end of the day. And when it comes to her, like, she's saying that she's one of the butch ones. I mean,
yeah.
A little hair and makeup and a little hanging around chicks who are prissy can change all that. You know what I'm saying? You know how makeovers are. It doesn't take much. I mean, she puts a weave in her hair and gets some of that MAC makeup and all the other stuff that females wear these days. And shoot, these thirsty dudes be after them.
Exactly, but I tell you what, that's going to stop a lot of these Christian people mouths when if a gay person is not being disrespectful, but if they just honestly come up and say, well, you know what, I'll stop being gay and I'll stop doing this when you stop fornicating, when you stop shacking up, when you stop having these, I haven't seen too many gay people come on out and just say that, you know, really, like put them in their place too, because they're so quick to try to tell you about yours, tell them about theirs. I don't like the fact that these people in church, They have positions and titles and stuff like that, or you can be over the choir, you can do this and this and that. Oh, he can't play the piano because he's gay, but you can be over the finance committee and you're shacking up. So come
shacking
on now.
Shacking up, or like let's say I was doing a story on I post sometime this week about a preacher that was going to jail for sleeping with a 14-year-old girl in the church house, constantly sleeping with this girl, and he's supposed to be the preacher. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
And that's wrong. That's 100% wrong. You know better than that. When the Bible teaches that those who are preach the word are come under stricter judgment, but yet, you know, hey, but it's all kind of stuff that's wrong that go on, okay? It's not just one thing. That's why I keep want to reiterate that Christian people can't just focus on one thing. They got to focus on it all.
Exactly. You right.
Because one person earlier in the show was saying that, well, you know, they're kind of trying to push, which I agree with that, they're pushing this one sin is, you know, wrong, not wrong, and it's okay. But you know what? They may not push it, but we do push whoredom as being okay too. Because if you come at a female for her whoredom or a guy, one female told me, stop slut shaming. Like, really? Slut shaming? Like, did you hear yourself tell me slut shaming? That's why I had to do a video about it on my Advice Show Throwbacks channel. Like, man, so you want to get mad at me because I'm saying be a lady? You mad at me because of that? Wow.
Exactly, because we don't have any of the older, because I'm only 31. Lord will be 32 coming up. But I for my age, I get a lot of younger girls giving me more respect than they do some of these older women that's out there trying to still be young and not setting an example. I said, yes, my life may not have started out the way it should have or I want it to be, but I'm getting it on that track now. So I said, well, if I can't look to these older women that's supposed to be the example, I'm going to be the example and hope I can reach some of these young girls. I mean, it's just killers. Like, come on. What is it to cover up your body? What is it to have some respect? I mean, this it's not hard to do. Don't get overtaken by society. That's the whole thing. But you know what? Another thing that bothers me is not, like I said, it's not so much homosexual, because this can go so long. It's we're too busy trying to bring everything into these churches. Anything that's out there in the world is coming into these churches, and there's no standard anymore. So when there's no standard, you can't go beat down homosexuals because you dropping standards on everything that's going on. But there was all the type standard.
A lot of the issues, let me tell you something. I think the saddest comment I've ever gotten And some people say it may be a compliment, but I think it's sad. I've gotten a few comments before that say, you know what? You say more truthful stuff that really relevant to me than my pastor say at church. That's sad. That's sad. Some guy on YouTube that you don't know, yet you're a member of this church, and he should be telling you stuff way over my head, okay?
Exactly.
And yet you feel that way? I'm like, that's not even right.
And what you just said is key, but this is what get me. Won't you just leave? That's what I had to do. It's one thing when you recognize, okay, this person is speaking more than where I go sit at. It's time to make a change, because then you're going to be pretty much, you know, you might as well say you agree with what that person is saying, because you won't get up and go and leave. Just leave. You may not know where or whatever, just because you're going to condone it. And the person is up there spitting all this craziness out, they're going to keep doing it because as long as they got people to support financially and to support them, you know, just any other kind of way. Just leave. There's no way you should be getting more true. And I tell everybody, if you know more than what your pastor knows, that's another thing that's a shame. You should not know more than a man of God. You just should not know. You should know,
awesome.
You know what I'm saying, know the word, but just as far as, like, he's put up there to do the will of the Lord, and yes, you're supposed to make sure everything lined up, but I have people, I know this, but well, won't you go approach him and tell him? Well, I can't, because they'll say, don't you question the man of God. Well, why can't you? If he's saying something that's not going along with the word, say, why can't you say something? If you can't say something, then just leave. That's crazy. Don't be sitting up there because you're
exactly. There
or I grew up there or this is all I know. You know what? Hey, it's life. You are not going to change anybody's mind. Some people are so deep-rooted in what they believe in. I don't care what you say. It's the truth all day long, but they don't want to hear it. So, me, I did. So,
exactly.
Best thing I ever done.
Hey, like I tell people, you know, it's the wave of communication now is, you know, social media. You know, a lot of people are abandoning those forms of, going to – a lot of people don't even want to go to church anymore because, like they said, they're not getting no truth spoken to them about nothing. Like, they say, what's the point of going? You know, more people look at a video on their smartphone than actually go to church.
Exactly. You're right. And I hear people, you don't. Because I said, well, I understand. And I heard one person say, well, I don't go. And I'm like, I understand. I don't blame you. Well, you shouldn't say that because you're supposed to be pulling in. Well, that's my way of pulling them in, because I can't sit up there and tell somebody that's telling me that the problems that they're having at the place they're going that they call church. And what I'm supposed to tell them, just keep your head up, pray about it. Lord, everything. No, it's not going to be all right when you know better. No, it's not. Just,
I love when people say, just pray about it, but yet you're not acting on it. You know, the Bible does teach faith without works is dead. In other words, if you have no actions with that praying you're doing, then it's not going to work. But you actually got to read your Bible to even understand a whole lot of things when it comes to Christianity. And a lot of people who are supposedly Christian don't even read the Bible, haven't even read through the Bible, not even one time. And I don't get that if you're saying you or Christian. That's just my opinion. I mean,
that's what pastors doing. They pastor is God to them, and what pastors say, that's pastor, and pastor ain't
wrong.
Well,
and that's how pastor, you know what, because of what pastor say, that's why that pastor in Kenya told them women, hey, you know, to get closer to Jesus, take off your bra and underwear. And he did it. Like,
look,
that tells me right there, you don't read your Bible. Because you know good and well that, come on now. And these women did it. They got the picture. They did it.
You know what? It gets to the point where I stopped getting so mad at these strong false prophets more than I am their congregation. That's just where, let's just be honest. If you're going to be that stupid enough and you don't have enough common sense in your head to know that's not right, that's not Bible, it's nowhere in the Bible that says that. I mean, you can't, come on. Then you need to sit there and take your penis and grovel. You need to eat grass or dirt or whatever else they tell you to do, because you choose it. And you choose me, and that's just dumb. And I don't feel sorry for you. I feel sorry for kids that have to grow up in that mess that don't have a say-so just yet. Whether that's homosexual or whatever, kids is who I feel more sorry for. The grown people, you grown. You make your own choice.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be stupid? I don't care. He say jump off a bridge. Well, splat, just jump. I don't care, because it's just to that point. I can't feel sorry for people like that no more. It's crazy. But you know what? As I hear the old people say, I've heard before, somebody got to go to hell. And I'm trying to tell you what, I ain't trying to go. So I'm not going to try to tell everybody, this and this and that. somebody got to go to hell and somebody got to go to heaven. So I'm just
like I tell you all the time, I'm just trying to make sure I have my name on the VIP list in heaven. I can't focus on other people. I'm talking about what I do.
Okay,
I can suggest what you do. As only I can do is suggest. But at the end of the day, you're responsible for yourself. Make sure you eat.
Hello. So let that, you know, that's my time. I'm sorry.
You don't want to get up to heaven's gate and be like, your name on the list, bro. Like, what you
exactly.
mean? Your name is on that list. Oh, no.
Exactly. Look, and that's the whole thing. But that's why I say this can go so long. But that's what another thing is I've told people before. Oh, I love the Lord, and I love the Lord, and this, and that, but you'll willingly keep doing stuff that you know is wrong. But then when you, somebody
yeah, because, you know, Jesus did state that not everybody that say Lord, Lord to me will enter the kingdom of heaven either. He did say
exactly.
that. You know, but see, a lot of people don't quote Jesus for a lot of stuff that he said. They quote some small things, but I tell people, if you really read what Jesus said, he's one of the coldest dudes I've ever read about. Because, I mean, he had a sharp tongue. He had a tongue out a mouthpiece out of this world. That's why they hated him so much. His mouthpiece.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
they
and really
like
the
him.
People that he came at the most are church folks. He didn't come at, like, quote-unquote sinners. He didn't come at the gay people and all the other people. He came at people in the church house. That's what the ones he had problems with.
And that's what I try to tell people. The people that are out there in the world that's of the world, I don't get myself too concerned about them. I mean, I love everybody. Don't get me wrong. There's no hatred towards them. They're out there for a reason because they want to be. I can respect them being out there better than I can respect these people that are sitting in these churches Sunday after Sunday after Sunday or whatever, whenever they go. And you know you're doing the same thing they're doing, but you want to turn up your little nose at them like you're better. You just left the club together, or you just got out of that bed with that man. But you know, oh, I'm holy, I'm sanctified, or whatever you want to call yourself. But you're doing the same thing, but you're just letting that part that, well, I love the Lord. So what? So what? You're not showing it in your actions and your obedience? That stuff is irritating. But when I say stuff like that, well, you're wrong. No, I'm the first one to say, I'm wrong. I done some stuff wrong. I had a baby. It's not too many people want to come out and say what they did. Yep, fornicated, had a baby out of wedlock. You know what I'm saying? Done other stuff.
We all did wrong. Like old girl told you about when you was coming out about the gay thing. We all done wrong. We all have fallen short of the glory of God. We all have. And we need to be humble, recognize that, and, you
exactly.
know, like I said, treat others the way we want to be treated and love our neighbor as ourselves. We wouldn't want somebody else to condemn us when we do wrong. And like I stated earlier, the goodness of God leads a man to repentance or a woman to repentance. So we got to treat people right at the end of the day. We got to treat people right. Even if they're gay, you still have to treat them right. You can't demean them. You can't humiliate them or whatever. But you do have a right to say, I don't agree with it, period. You do have that right.
That's it. And you're right. And I want my, I have kids. I have a son that's 13 going on 14. My daughter's 9. And they go into these schools and they're seeing this stuff. They're seeing it. I mean, it's just as open and as it can be, you know. And I don't let myself worry because I know what me and my husband are teaching them. I know what we're showing them.
And see, what you just said right there, makes a world of a difference. Me and my husband, you have a two-parent household, and that makes a world of a difference a lot of times, especially with these boys and these girls.
That's why
I tell people,
if children
need a father or a father influence, because the problem we have a lot of these girls being so overtly sexual is because they never had, you know, a father figure, and so they go looking for, you know, some sort of man to comfort them in the street. And all they get is a guy to get them pregnant, and they leave them, and then they all hurt and destitute. You know,
and
so.
Even like I was saying with my situation, the guy, my husband, he is the child, you know, my father, my child that I had when I was a teenager and stuff like that. We end up staying together. Been met today as our anniversary, matter of fact, of 11 years, and June 27th, Lord will be.
Well, congratulations. Because like I said, congratulations. You know, you married that long shoe. President Obama needs to call you. See, President Obama needs to call you and say congratulations on your 11-year anniversary. Call Jason Collins. Call
Please.
You.
But they don't want to because he got, you know, that's why I said that go so that goes so deep with that, you know, why he's pushing this and why he's pushing that, because of these agendas and these men.
No,
even
he's
the
pushing,
ones
I'm sorry. Hurt. As I stated earlier, and a lot of other brothers keep saying, I think he part of the community on the low.
Yes.
Sorry,
yes.
No straight
you
man
haven't
pushed
heard
that.
About him being in the bathhouses? I've already heard about him being in those bathhouses. Whether it's true or not, I don't know. But I can believe it, because if you keep putting that out there and you keep trying to push it down our throat, you must have been in the bathhouse for some, or you dream about it, because you're promoting it. And I don't agree with it.
Exactly. Well, sister, I'm go ahead and move on to another call, because we got a few calls sitting on the line, and we got like, 29 minutes left on the show, so I want to get some more calls in. But
thank you. I'm sorry. I took
thank
up
you
so much
calls.
Time, but I enjoyed
Oh, no, that's fine. That's what we're here for. We're here to talk and break bread.
All right. Well, y'all have a good one.
All right. Take care.
Okay.
Gabriella, got anything to add before we take on the next call? I'm trying to see who's on here the longest.
Goodness, I'm trying to remember. Let's see.
What are you going to say, Ms. Gabriella?
Well, I was going to, this is completely, it's not exactly related to what we were talking about with this last caller, but I don't like how gays get special rights and privileges that other people don't get. Like, there's people trying to pass legislation. I don't know if it's already been passed or not. I have to check. So someone can go and fact check for me. But they're trying to pass legislation so that transgenders can have their own separate restroom facilities. And they're also trying to make it so that boys can go into the girls' bathroom and girls can go into the boys' bathroom if that matches their gender identity or their whatever they want to call it. And that doesn't make any sense. I don't feel that if you're in high school or elementary or middle school that a little boy needs to be going into the girls' bathroom because he feels that he identifies with a woman. I'm sorry. That's not something that children...
See, I did a story on that, I think on my Advisor Throwbacks channel a while back when they was talking about that in California. And I said this much. I said, being a teenage boy at one point in time, if that's all you had to say to go to the girls' bathroom, you know where to find girls at, you'd be like, I identify with a girl, too, so I go see the girls in the locker room. Like, of course guys going to do that. What you going to do, say they don't identify? You know, so where does that stop? I know how guys are. But, excuse me. But anyway, let's see if I can get to this call. They've been holding for a while. Erico 407, you on the show. Okay, I guess they just listening. Let me go to the ones that's least queued up. I guess they hit the one button. Air code 816, you're on the show.
Hey, hello, this is Renee.
Hey, Renee, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I actually meant to call in a little bit earlier because I got busy, but I saw the topic, and I have a lot to say about it, but... I just wanted to say that I don't know what all you guys have said, but I just want to say that the black community and the black church is in trouble with this gay situation. People are not wanting to recognize what's happening. I feel like the black church has failed the black community because they tolerated something for so long that is so destructive to us. What people aren't realizing is black men are in trouble right now. We all are. Black men are supposed to be our leaders. When your men begin to turn to each other, when your men begin to turn to each other sexually, there's a problem there. You know, we're so disconnected and disjointed, and then you're having more and more, like, the sports that were black male-dominated sports that were very masculine, football, basketball. What do you hear now? Gay players coming out, black men that are gay playing these sports. And you know, it's all for a reason.
But sister, let me say something about that. Those you see in the media are just, it's propaganda with that, so you can see,
absolutely,
oh, look, black men are gay. Let me tell you something. Black men are some of the most masculine and whoremongering men on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
We love women. I'm sorry, we do. It's black men, and they haven't stopped our numbers because the black men was really coming out all that gay. That means these babies have stopped being born, and these females in the hood are having 5-6 kids like it ain't nothing. You know, they're getting pregnant by men. They're not getting pregnant by gay.
But you know, you're right. But also there is that tide of DL. So these are black men who are having sex with men and women, and they don't consider themselves gay. And see, whenever you have these large, huge numbers of black men that are being in prison, that are being, I mean, for years, a lot of them have behaviors in there that they get accustomed to. Once you get back out on the street, yeah, you have your wife or your woman, but every now and then you still want that little boy booty that you maybe had in the jail. And they go out here, they don't use protection. And we know that the largest group that has the most HIV is black men who have sex with men, period.
Wait, I've looked at CDC stats, and actually the highest group with HIV are white gay males, and after that is black gay males.
But the number is growing more than anyone else. The number is growing more than anyone else, and you also have to look at it. We are only 13% of the population. We rival in that.
13,
you know,
okay, let's talk about that at 13% real quick. Mm-hmm. Come on, we having babies left and right, and we still stuck at 13%? That's a lie. I'm going to say that's a lie. That number's not accurate at all. Because they got a projection I read the other day that black people's numbers in America by 2050 are going to be 77 million. So why would they got that projection of us being 77 million, but we only 13%? Come on. We
have Us
black folks and Hispanic folks are having the most babies in this nation. Uh-huh. They state that there are more black and Hispanic babies, definitely children under the age of 5, than white. That we
outnumber. Black people don't do that. Black people don't know their history, and they don't know about us, because if they knew, black people are the most fertile people out of any race. When we are healthy, we are more fertile than Mexican, anyone else.
Blacks and Hispanic people have some kids. I'm sorry. Black women, Hispanic women have kids. God has blessed y'all in that area. Okay.
But I just wanted to say,
you in that childbearing years, definitely when they get about early, like their 20s, all the other stuff, you barely hug them, and here we go, they're pregnant. Like, man, female, you pregnant again?
But I wanted to say, too, that we, people like us that are against this, we got to keep speaking up. Because now they're trying to marginalize anybody.
Sister, this is what I promote. I promote, find you one good man, one good woman, y'all get married. Have y'all a big family. Go back to the old school way black people used to be. And even Hispanic families, too. Go have y'all five, six kids.
That's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. Because black people are too assimilated. We started going into doing stuff white people do. All this gay stuff and transsexuals and all this stuff, that's not a
black people. They got some black people doing that. That's not all of us. Like I said, I have a big
I'm
family.
I'm not saying it's all. But we don't have the liberty, we don't have the luxury, excuse me, to have out here our black men going and messing around with other black men and dying at the numbers they are. We don't have the luxury of that. We already got enough problems. We ain't got no fathers in the house as it is. These little boys being raised by women.
That point you brought up about the fathers in the household, that's why it's imperative that the women make sure to not get pregnant unless that man marries them. That will cut out a lot of that. If he did not sign the dot, look, this is the thing. If he does not give you his last name, you do not deserve to have a child. And I'm not talking about aborting children. I'm talking about, like, look, I'm not having no kids. I'm going to do what I got to do to protect myself and make him wear his stuff that he needs to wear. And we're not having children until we are married. That will cut out a lot of the problems in the black community. And at the end of the day, I don't care what you say, women hold the key in the area of sex. Unless a man rape you, you do have that choice to let that man impregnate you. I mean, we got to call it out what it is. And when women get together and say, you know, like they used to do back in the day, you not go get this or marry, you know, or have a baby with me unless we're married. That's how it used to go down back in the day. Now these females
lay down with you for
a Facebook comment.
But everything is changing. Everything is changing. You say that, and I'm with you 100%, 150%. But everything is changing, just like they're trying to change marriage. So when you and they saying letting gay people get married won't change it. Yes, it does. It lessens it. Because now it says, well, these two men are together and they have kids. So guess what? They don't need a mom. Or these two women are together raising kids. They don't need a dad. It's saying that people, you don't need your parents no more. You need whoever wants to raise you should be able to raise you, point blank, period. It doesn't make a difference. And I've talked to several gay people about this, and they're saying, well, gay people are able to raise kids just as well as straight. No, they're not. No, they're not. Because everybody want to know who you came from. I don't care who you are on this earth. You can tattoo me and talk about, we're your dad. But you're going to say, where the hell is my mama? Ain't nobody on this earth came from two men. No one.
So and you didn't come from no two women either. It's in everybody naturally to want to know where they come from, no matter who you
exactly.
are.
Exactly. But gay people are changing all that. And people don't realize, if y'all go for this gay marriage, what's happening is if the gay people say, if it's two men or two women, they say, we want to adopt. And it could be you and your husband, and y'all working and y'all doing well. And y'all say, you know what, we want to adopt. And they will sit around and say, no, we're going to give the child to the gay couple. And there ain't a damn thing you can do about it. Knowing that two men can't have no child, knowing two women can't have no child, but they will deny you a wife and husband. And there's nothing that can be done. And people do not realize we're changing everything. This one thing is going to change a lot. Because now if you get in an argument, say you're at school, and these gay people say, this is my son, this is my daughter. You get into it with a gay person, that can turn into a hate crime. They can say, oh, because I'm gay, that was a hate crime that they got into it with me or tough or whatever it is. See, people think it's just, and gay people say, nothing's going to change for anyone else. Yes, it does. Marriage is between a man and a woman. We know that. If two men want to get together, that's great. Do you. But don't call it marriage. Go ahead and do what you do. Gay people need to have their own custom, their own whatever they want to call it. I'm for the civil union. But
you know,
a
I did a
woman,
video a long time. I did a video a long time ago, and I stated this. I said, you know, gay people, do you really want to be married? Because you have no idea of the marriage laws. You know, when that other, you say, oh, I want to get married, yeah, when that other man take half of your stuff, you're going to see how it is.
And then also what I want, this is the last thing I want to say. Also, gay people don't really want to be married. That's not what gay marriage is about. See, what gay marriage is about is trying to legislate acceptance. They think because if they push gay through us saying, oh, gay people can get married, that will legitimize homosexuality as being just as normal as a man and a woman having a baby. It's just the same thing every day. Two men having sex in their rectum or whatever they do, that's the same as a man and a woman. That's what that's about. It's trying to force people to accept it as being okay. It's not about them being in love and wanting to get married. I bet you this. The more it passes, them gay men ain't trying to get married because they, from the statistics, you can see how promiscuous they are. You can see how much sex they have. All the disease rates in their community alone, they don't want to get married. They want to be able to do what they want to do, have political power, and get things to sway in their position. So when you go to the movie theater, out of the movies being shown, four movies are headline movies that got a man and man couple, a woman and woman couple. People just don't realize that's what it is.
Well, like I said, they got all they push, and I'm going to keep bringing it back up. They got a major push because of Barack Obama. He's the one championing more gay rights than anybody. And so you can't say nobody else but Barack Obama pushed that. But anyway, appreciate your calls. I need to get to this one call.
You.
We got about, what about? Yeah, thank you for calling. All right, Ms. Gabriella, what's going on? You got anything to say? If we take this last call, we got about 16 minutes to go.
I was just going to piggyback off what the last caller was saying about how basically gays don't want equal rights. They want preferential treatment because I understand that they may feel that they're being misrepresented in the media because, you know, a lot of most TV shows, although they may have some gay characters in them, there aren't many gay shows that stay on and last a bunch of seasons. And they're on a lot of nationwide best-selling movies that are starring a gay couple. It's just not something that happens. So,
well, they got this show that comes on ABC Family, and not mistaken, called The Fosters, and that features two gay women.
But usually shows like that don't last very long because the ratings don't go. Like the ratings aren't.
I think it's in its second season now. And then, you know, Modern Family that comes on has the gay couple on there that has, you know, have you seen Modern Family?
I've heard about it, but I haven't got
it. Well, check it out. They have a gay couple and they have a child and all that other stuff on that particular show. You know, but it's like more so, it's a funny show, though, the Modern Family. It shows all these different kind of families. Like, they have, of course, they had showed the gay family, two gay guys and stuff like that. But they gay, but they don't really, like, they gay, but they don't, like, just really go overboard with it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not the, it's like kind of like old school gay, where, like, you know they're gay, they do their thing, but, you know, it's, you can, you cool with it because they just kind of, just the way they are, not like the over-the-top gay and, you know, that type of stuff that's like today. But let me get to this call. Just waiting a while. Air code 904,
yeah,
man.
What's up, dog? This short.
Man, what's wrong with you? It sounds like you Blaze. What's wrong with you?
No, I just want to talk about. I just want to talk about the topic. You know, it seems like I don't agree with like gay rights and stuff, but it seems like it's a double standard when like a male come out. You ever notice that? It seems like they always say black men are gay. It always like go towards the black men. They always say, "Oh, I can't stand these black men. They the one that's gay." You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't understand that when it's a lot of other people out there that's gay, but everybody else, they'll just point at the black man as being gay. Like, I don't understand that. What's your thoughts on that?
I stated earlier the media propaganda is to try to get the black community to overall accept homosexuality. If they accept it, then the rest of the country accept it. That's just bottom line. But most black community don't accept it. Hey, black people are cool with gay people. They tolerant, but they just don't accept it as the norm for the black community. And I don't think we're ever going to accept it. I mean, even in the motherland, they don't accept it. So it's just in us, I guess, not to do that. You know.
And that last caller, she it seemed like she kept blaming black men for being gay. Like, I don't understand that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it seemed like she was just
But I stated to her the last call that we got to stop having all these kids out of wedlock and not having no fathers in the household, too. That's a lot of that goes along with that, the feminizing of our sons cause through the mothers. If they have if they get married, have a husband, and they have the husband and the wife, and they love each other, they work together, raise those kids right, then you won't have all these issues. But that's why you got to have the two-parent household. That's why I promote. That's why I feel we should have more marriages in the community and big families and just do what we used to do. It worked real well for us way back in the past. So,
You know, most of them, like, are in prison. Like, the one who's locked up for, you know, a long time. Most of them not in the streets or nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, most of them are in prison because, you know, in prison, you know, you ain't got nothing else to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, most of them,
but not every dude in prison is going that route either. A lot of them not.
End up sleeping with the guards, right? The way they are doing it now.
Yeah.
Like
I heard somebody pimp the guard out.
Exactly. But, man, let me appreciate the call. Let me go ahead and move on to another caller because we got about 11 minutes left. I want to try to get these other calls in before we end the show. Appreciate the calling, though, Troy.
All right. Thank you.
Let's see here, Khalid. Air code 347, you're on the show.
Hello.
I
just wanted to respond to the topic. I actually think the whole homosexuality agenda thing, I think it goes real deep because I think that it's used. I think one of the reasons why the agenda is being pushed is to help to have us, like, depopulate. Because I was reading an article.
I agree with that.
Yeah, because I was reading an article the other day, and they were saying how, you know, abortions in the black community are down, even though we still have a lot of kids. So I think it's being pushed to help, to, you know, help us, you know, kind of, like, level the birth, like, so we won't continue to, like, increase. Even though you said that you read something and it said that we're going to be, like, 70 million or something like that. So I don't think it'll work. But I think it's definitely like an effort because obviously two women in another can't make a baby, and neither can a man and another man. So
exactly. I say I agree with the depopulation thing because everything has an agenda. You know, they just want to use, you know, gay people to promote their more sinister type of agendas. But as right now, black people, Hispanic people are exploding having kids over the white majority, or at least the what we call the white majority. So in order to stifle that, let's throw in the homosexuality on the black community, and then if they can accept it, then we get everybody else to accept it and then stifle, you know, our numbers. But projection-wise, that's not going to happen. That's why I tell black people, get married, have big families. It's awesome. We used to do it in the past. And people had 10, 15 kids and took care of every last one of them. So, you know, right. Nobody is soft. So that's how I feel
about
it.
But I think the having kids thing is a good idea, but I think a lot of reasons why we don't, like the girl said, that we're very assimilated and we've adopted, like, other people's perceptions of, like, big families.
And that's why we need to throw away, and I agree with that. I don't agree in adopting other people's mindset on how to raise kids or whatever. Black people do a certain thing, Hispanics do a certain thing, Asians, whoever else. And you do your thing, which works best within your community and your children, what has always worked. We know black kids are stubborn, they're hard-headed, and we got to approach them as such. That's why our method is a little bit more, to some people, extreme. Like when I was growing up, you know, my white friends, mama talked to them, they talk crap. You know, if we talk crap to our fathers and mothers, we get slapped in the mouth. You know, it just was no time out. But now, I always say that the white parenting model has been pushed on everybody. That's why black kids are going insane, because they're not used to that kind of freedom. We weren't raised like that.
Right. Also, I have one last question. Okay, if you said that most of us don't agree with homosexuality, then how come nobody's really speaking up? Because I heard like
people
that,
aren't speaking out because people are afraid of the gay mafia.
They don't want the backlash because if you speak up against the gay community, you end up alienating a lot of people. And you, like, maybe if you are a public figure and you start and you have a large fan base. And if you start to speak against the gay community, then you're going to lose your gay audience, and then you're going to lose the gay sympathizers. And so a lot of people would just rather not even say anything because they don't want to make waves, and they don't want to mess up what they work hard for. So they say, okay, let's just be quiet.
And also, like, sister, like, I'm doing this radio show. I may lose a part of my audience or whatever. Whatever. At least you know where I stand. I'm a man. I'm not afraid to approach no topic, and I've approached it within a respectful manner. Now, it's when you were approaching a topic disrespectful, that's another thing. But I've been respectful as possible to whoever and yet stated my opinion. So if somebody don't want to listen to me anymore because they don't agree with my position, well, you know, I guess have a great day. There's nothing else I can do. But, you know, I defend the traditional family. I believe in families. We need to have big families. You know, like I say, I believe in the Lord. I'm a Christian. So, you know, it's just where I stand, you know, and I definitely want to let God know where I stand, because when I get judged, then words going to be played right back to me. So, you know, it is what it is. But, sister, I got about, 4 minutes to go. I got one more call I want to get real quick. We're going to have to wrap up the show, but I appreciate you calling.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Okay, area code 816, you're on the show.
No, that was just me, the one who called earlier.
Oh, okay, I didn't know because I was just looking at what's in the queue or whatever. Well, since you're back on, we got, 4 minutes to go before we wrap this up.
I pressed the number because the guy who called and he was saying, like, it sounded like I was blaming black men for being gay. I am. You know, no one is born, this whole thing, no one is born gay. They've tried numerous times to find this gay gene and everything. They have been unsuccessful. No one is born gay. It is your experiences, your influences. A lot of times, especially in the black community, a lot of times there's no father in the home. A lot of men have also had molestation. There was a study done by gay black men, and those were the two main components that almost all of them had. They either had no father or male or masculine figure involved in their home.
Yeah, but a lot of times, I'm sorry, but a lot of times that's a two-way street. At the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, the women pick the men they're going to lay down with, and they have kids with no good men. They run off, and now you got a woman with a kid trying to raise a boy, and I cringe every time I see a single mother with a son. I cringe.
I'm not disputing that. No, I'm not disputing that. What I'm saying is when I say I blame them for being gay, because at the end of the day, you have a choice. We have choices in life. And everything that you feel that you lust for, you have an urge for that you want to do, you can't do it. A lot of people have urges and lust for many things. But
okay,
well,
I got a question. Who you blame for the black women that's gay? Who you blaming that for?
The black women. The black
yeah,
women.
Yeah, the black women. Are, yeah, because the one thing I don't hear from gay
they,
men.
A lot of them
no,
is,
let me tell you one thing I don't hear from men. Men get their feelings hurt by women, and all of a sudden they say, I never hear them say, you know what? I'm going to start liking men because I got
uh-huh.
my feelings hurt. But women,
uh-huh.
I'll say that in a minute, quick.
Uh-huh.
Oh, he
yep.
hurt me. I'm going to start liking
yep.
chicks. And you're all
yep.
you walking
yep.
down the street prancing with a chick when you know good and well you're not even that way. And,
exactly.
and that same chick will be end up cheating on that chick with a dude because you're
with
not gay.
And that's why I'm saying it's a choice. You make choices in life and what you want to do. And see, what happens is a lot of them guys have that urge or that feeling. And once they do it, they get turned out. And once they get turned out, then they say, well, this is who I am. Well, I'm gay. And they stay in that lifestyle. You always have a choice for what you want to do. But it's going to be which path are you going to take. You don't have to do that. You don't have to. And in fact, you know, it's even more so because when you're gay and you haven't gay sex, there's nothing that can come from that. If anything, badness comes from it. Whereas heterosexual sex, you can at least have a child or something. So you don't have to do that. That's something you make a choice. And there are people out here who have had those urges, but they were strong enough to overcome them because they knew that wasn't the right lifestyle. So what did they do? They went and they sought help, or they sought to have a better understanding of what was going on. And what you feed into multiplies. So if you feed into that sexual urge or wondering or curiosity, it multiplies. And then once you do it, that's it. Once you do it, then you say, well, damn. Because if you're a man and you go so far as to have sex with another man, you pretty much like, well, damn, I done crossed that line. So what do? You stay in the lifestyle. It's hard
but if you're having sex with a woman, you cross the line too. It goes both
yeah,
ways.
So
it's
what
wrong.
I'm saying. It goes both ways.
It's wrong. One thing, a lot of people want to focus on male homosexuality, but they don't want to focus on female
right.
homosexuality. To me, it's the same. It's the same type of sin, if you want to call it sin, you know, like sin
yep.
by the Bible, and that's it. But with that said, sis, appreciate you calling, because we got to wrap up the show.
No,
and, you know, thank you for calling and everybody listening. So let me get to Ms. Gabriella here. Ms. Gabriella, got anything to say before we wrap the show up? We got about 2 minutes and 20 seconds.
The only thing I have to say is that, just to sum everything up, is that Christians have to keep in mind that we can't go around judging people because they're homosexual, especially when they're sinning just as much as the next person. Because as the Bible says, don't try to take the speck out of your brother's eye when you need to pull the log out of your own. There's people that they'll sit there, go to the nightclub, have sex with somebody, roll up out of bed and then that day, you know, the morning after that, all that activity, go to church like it was nothing. And so you have to keep in mind that you are just, I mean, we're all equal under the eyes of God. And that it's important to not try to condemn people and try to tell people they're going to go to hell when you're doing the exact same thing.
Yeah, and I think I've covered that point plenty in the show about, you know, sin and the different type of sins. It's not just that one particular sin. But I want to thank everybody for joining the show. We got spring break that's upon us now, so enjoy yourself. You're out of college, you're out of school. Go ahead and do your thing. But we'll definitely come back next week with another topic. Appreciate everybody joining us on the show. What I got to get up and do is go get my kids. I'm going to have a house full of kids for the next few days. So, oh, joy for me. Yeah, I know. I'm thumbing down you, too, just as much you thumbing me down, Kyra. So, yeah, you see how these kids all want to thumb me down. You know, I get enough thumbs down on the Internet sometimes. I don't need no thumbs down in my own house. You know, but appreciate everybody for listening to the show tonight. And, you know, make sure you join me on my various medias. You have it on the Facebook page, facebook.com/theadvisedshow. You can link with me there to get all my stuff and my various YouTube channels, website, all that other stuff. So thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys on Ustream for joining us as well. Definitely see you guys have been hanging in there with us. And see you next week.